So we mentioned last time that the Gemara teaches us that, I think so, yeah, I intended to. The Gemara teaches us that, Gemara Makos, that if a person is, and the third answer, Rav Ashi's answer, which we accept Malacha, is that if the Nikaf is Misayaya, so he gets Malkos Alts Misayaya. So the Ritva over here in Makos asked the Kasha that the Gemara elsewhere, in a couple of places, but let's most explicitly in Beitza, indicates Misayaya Ein Bo Mamish. The Gemara there is talking about a case where Kochal is Ha'ayin, and it's okay, at least in certain circumstances, to allow that to happen to you. Let's say a guy is doing Kochal is Ha'ayin, and the Gemara says, well, 1 second, you're being Misayaya. Because when you open up your eye and allow the guy to be kochal sa'ayin, so that's Misayayin. My answer is Misayayin bo mamish. So there's a contradiction between between Beitza and Makos. In Beitza we say Misayayin bo mamish. In Makos we clearly say Misayayin bo mamish. So that's a kasha that the Ritva over here asks. And the Ritva gives two answers. The first answer is that it's normal to have your eye open a little bit, at least. So that which you have to open it like all the way to allow for kochal sa'ayin is not sufficient misayaya. But if your misayaya gadol, like mazmin atzmo b'sa'aro, so then that's Yesh Bo Mamish. This is like the answer of the Taz was in a moment. So basically the answer is that there's no distinction between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Makif. The distinction is only how much you're Misayaya. A big Siyua is Yesh Bo Mamish. A little Siyua is Ein Bo Mamish. You have to figure out exactly how to define big and little. His second answer is based off of Rabbi Meir, which is, I think, the Yad Ramah. And he says, nope, there's a Gzeres HaKasov by Makif Nikif. That by Makif Nikif, the Gzeres HaKasov is that the Nikif is over. And therefore, you don't need a Maitzav Dam or a Lokos Alav. Sort of, he compares it to the idea that Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. In other words, once we know, if the Torah didn't told us that a Nikif is Chayiv, then this siyua, even this particular siyua that he did, like Masmano Sa'ara, Sa'arosav, would be insufficient. We would still say Misayayin Bo Mamish. But when the Torah says a nikaf is chayev, and we're going to actually try to understand that because there's a little better in a minute, but when the Torah says the nikaf is chayev, so then all I need is a siyua to get Malkos. So basically, you know, the Torah is telling us here you're over on the lav without anything, and you just need Misayaya to get you Malkos. And that's basically the answer of the Shachan and the Kudas HaKasef and Hilchos Nida, as we'll see as well. So the two answers of the Taz really do more or less, though there might be some slight nuance differences, but do more or less correspond seemingly to the answers of the Taz and the Shach. The Taz's answer himself is that Dahi Damemar lo avid shumaisa de kvar enav hem psuchos. So it might be slightly different. That might be what he means. Also, your standard position of your eyes are open, right? You already started off with open eyes. So where's the siyua? The siyua is, I guess, to keep them open. So that's considered an insignificant siyua. And there, Masha'en came by the nikaf. So he writes, before you start the process of getting the haircut, the makif has to be mazmin lo sa'aro. not exactly sure what Masmin Saro means. Like, you gotta get a haircut to like hold out your hair. But anyway, but the point is that whatever position you're in, you don't start off that way. So therefore, it's a bigger sila. The application of the particular tats is the following shaila. What's the din if a woman, let's say, needs to go to the mikvah Friday night, and lo and behold, she forgot to cut her nails? So could you ask, for example, a guy to cut nails? So one question is the Isser of Amir Lenachri. And assuming cutting nails is an Isser deraisa, so it shouldn't be mutter because we don't do Amir Lenachri for an Isser deraisa, even for a mitzvah. That's one reason why it's a problem. But besides the Isser derabanan of Amir Lenachri, the Taz says we have an Isser deraisa. Why? Because you're mazmin your nails to the Gaia to cut them. So that's an Isser deraisa, and therefore it's certainly usher. So what should you do? So the Taz thinks that Mikra din, really, it's okay if you clean out your nails very well. And even though we're mazmin during the week to cut your nails, the better solution would be to clean out your nails very well. Or you could wait, but you certainly could not have a non-Jew cut her nails. And as he said, this, then he says, but what do you mean? Don't we say Messiah and Gavamish? And he answers, no, that over there, like I said, there the starting position is with your eyes open. Here the starting position is not being Mazmin Saros. Okay? And we said that's more or less very, very similar to the answer of the Taz. Maybe it's identical. Maybe the Ritva sort of, I thought it was slightly different kinach. The Ritzvah's emphasis is that it's Orche De'ayin Bahachi, as opposed to the Taz, which is sort of looking at your starting position, but it might be exactly the same answer. All right. And then we have the Ritzvah's second answer, and that's more or less like the Shach over there, and then the Kudas Kesef. The Shach says, and they argue other places as well, actually, the Shach disagrees with the Taz on many levels. First of all, he thinks that we're dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan in terms of Amir Lenachri, like Tosfos, because getting your nails cut is Isser Chalagufa. And in terms of Misaye, he says, no, how could you say that this is Misaye? He says the answer that the Taz gives is wrong. The correct answer is that there it's a Xera Sakasif. And therefore, over here in Shabbos, where there is no Xera Sakasif, that basically tells me that Misaye would be Chayv, then we're not dealing, there's no concern about Misaye. The only, and in terms of Amir Lenachri, so it's better to do it as a Shvus to Shvus. So the better thing to do would be to have the non-Jew cut her nails with a Shinoi, like bite her nails. But push comes to shove if you really have no other choice. And he thinks cutting nails might be Mikradin. That's because he is Chomer Nechos Nido, that Davar Homi Lugazes is Kagazu's dummy. Separate issue, and therefore he thinks that the better approach would be to have a non-Jew cut the nails, preferably with a shinoi. And that's basically normative halacha. Mishabura quotes the Shach. He also quotes an interesting position of some achronim to be mechalik between toenails and fingernails, but basically the Mishabura and quotes the Shach, and I think Mikvos halacha might follow the Shach. They'll have a guy, Gaia, cut her nails. And since usually a shinoi is not something that I think neither the cutter nor the cutty will appreciate getting their nails cut, you know, somebody else biting off their nails. So it's not so realistic. Usually you can't do it with your fingers. You need a kli for it to be a nice clean cut. And I think that's the halacha ravachas is to be make a like the shach, like we could say the second answer in the ritva. We'll see in a moment, though, that one could question this. But before we get there, are there any other answers in the Rishonim to this question besides the two deus in the Ritzvah? So if you look at the Shita Mekubetzas on Beit Zachav Beis and Aleph, he also asked the question, Misayeh Ein Bo Mamish, Vavagav Dehaz Memako Samrinan Gabi HaKafa Diyesh Bo Mamish In Yanu Lefi Mekomo Hecha Shu Yachol Belo Siyu Achavero Amrinan Ein Bo Mamish V'hacha It's a very perplexing answer in many ways. Why is it totally in appearance? very interesting question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger deals with this actually in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Shinchav Ches on Magen Avraham Tes Zayin. Now, so those are you know, I'm not sure exactly what to do with the Ritzvah. So they're basically two, not Ritzvah, the Shita Megubetzes, two answers that I understand. Oh, good. Any evidence besides this? So the first piece of evidence I sort of found that got me surprised was I was looking at Ksuvas Kaka, which we skipped, but see, it shows you that we shouldn't skip in Simon Kof Pei. And over there, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis writes, Im Asa Kain Al Basar Chavero, O Soshinasa Lo Pater, Alim Kain Mesayeh B'davar. So over here too, we say that if you're Mesayeh, then you're Chayev. Mesayeh Yesh B'Mamash. Now if you learn, like the answer of the Shach / Rama, this is a big problem, because there's no Zer Sakasov over here. If you don't like the Taz, very good. I'll say that, you know, whatever assistance you need to get for a tattoo. So, you know, I don't know, you have to go like this. So it's not your starting position. It's not your normal position. So Missy Yesh B'Mamash Yerchayev. So what is the source? The Beis Yosef actually sort of thinks the Rambam made it up. But the Gra points out that the Rambam learned it from a Tosefta. So Tosefta Makos. And so I said, okay, looked up to the Tosefta. It's a Gimel, Per Gimel, Zion, Ches, and Tes. And then when you look up the Tosefta, you see that we actually have a big, big problem for the Shach. What's the problem? The Tosefta more or less goes ahead and teaches us that your Chayav, very interesting Tosefta. The Tosefta says like this. So Tosefta says, when it comes to, it talks about, I think, 70 Surim. When it comes to the Iker of Peos, Hashchasa Zakan, Koreach Karcha, Sorit Srita, Suvas Karka. So then, if it's done bemazed, let's even say both parties are mazed, the actor and the recipient, right? The makif and the nikif are the equivalent. So then, if it's done, if they're both mazed, just the nikif is chayav. The Rambam thinks that the makif, it's again, we're not talking about makif, let's say, the person who, well, these things, yeah, makif, actually. Makif would be, if it's done bemazed, the makif might be a chayef because of lifnei, over on lifnei yiver, but only the nikif is chayef if they both, oh, no, sorry, my bad. When it comes to these, five of these things, namely peos, zakan, koreach, karcha, soret, srita, and ksuvas kaka, both parties are chayev if both of them are mazed. Like, for example, HaKoreach Karcha B'Rosho Shel Chavero, if they're mazed, Shneim Chayavim. HaSoret Shrita B'Vsaro Shel Chavero, if it's mazed, Shneim Chayavim. HaKosek Suvas Kaka B'Vasar Shel Chavero, if it's mazed, Shneim Chayavim. Again, now, we'll say HaChma Eskinan, where you were Messiah, point to Ravashi, that's fine. So, okay, you're Messiah. So for the Taz, this is Gishmak, Gevaldik, wonderful. But for the Shach, very, very, very schwer. And to make matters worse, like we just read in Simon Kofpe, we pass him like the Rambam, we pass him like this Tosefta. So I thought first, okay, well, maybe we'll say there's a Xerxakasov here also. Is there a Xerxakasov? So that's going to depend a little bit on what you think the Xerxakasov is by Makif Nikif. So we saw different approaches in the Rishonim, in the Ritva, in the Rivan, and the like. If you think, for example, like the Ritva says, that the Xer Sakasov is because it's in plural, but plural alone isn't enough. It's that it's contrasted. In other words, it says plural by Losakif and singular by Losashchis. So therefore, that tells us plural is enough to be Chayv Makif Nikif. I don't think the Diuk would work for the other things, because there it's only plural, no singular, right? Lo yikrachu karcha b'rosham, ufa'asik hanam lo yigalechu, uviv saram lo yisratu sarates. So it's all three of those are plural, but maybe there's a hekesh. I don't know. And maybe you just think plural is enough. Maybe the other answer, the Rivan, that the lashon of the pasuk is mashma, that it's also the recipient of the act. So if it's a Xer Sakasov, you know, we could come up with a Gzeiras HaKasuv probably for, or I don't want to say come up with a Gzeiras HaKasuv. The way at least some of the drushos are formulated for Makif Nikaf, we could apply it to all five of these things. Fine. But then this Tosefta says something very interesting. Tosefta contrasts this with two other Isurim. This is at the beginning of Zion. Hamalbish es chaveru kilayim, v'ametame es anazir. So in that case, if they're both mazid, so the malbish and the metame are pater, and the nitma and the nilbash are chayav. Now, there are some other issues in this Tosefta and some Girsha issues. Rambam seemed to have a different Girsha, but this point I think is undenied. Now, everybody would agree with what I just said. In other words, the Tosefta is contrasting the Isurim of, let's say, Peyos Zakan, Koreach Karchas, or Itzrita, Ksulas Kaka, where we say Makif and Nikif are both Chayav, versus Tumas Kohanim and Kilayim. When it comes to Tumas Kohanim and Kilayim, the only person is Chayav is who? The Kohen. Or it says Nazir in this Gersa. The Rambam's Gersa is Kohen. So let's see, the Tosefta, our Gersa in the Tosefta is Nazir. So it's only the Nazir's Chayav. It's only only the person wearing the shatnez that's Chayav. But the point is that the person that's wearing the shatnez and the person that's wearing the that becomes tamei is chayv. And chayv here means makos. It's clear. That's makos. Chayv means makos. It's clear from the Tosefta. So what does that mean? It means somebody. So we could say I did a maisa, right? Because otherwise it's going to be lav shein bo maisa. Good. So I did a maisa. But still, if I am a nazir and you put a tumah on me and I'm a sayaya, if I'm a regular person and you put kilayim on me and I'm a sayaya, I am chayav. There's no gzeiras HaKasuv here. There's no gzeiras HaKasuv. And yet you're chayav. So again, if you learn like the Taz, geshmak. If you learn like the Shach, we have a big, big problem, right? So maybe you'll say, okay, madna Tosefta. You know, whoever heard of that? For the Rambam, Paskins is Tosefta. Basically, all the dinim, as I said, there's like a slightly, he has a slightly different kinach in it, but we already mentioned in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Tezayin, he Paskins this Tosefta by Koreach Karcha, by Sorit Shrita, right? By Kosek Subaskaka Bivsaro, Shal Chavero, the Haya Chavero Misayaya. Then Mizman Shneim Mizidim, Shneim Lokin. And also the other dinim of the Tosefta, Kilayim, Parak Yud, Halacha Lamed Aleph, Amalbish as Chaveo Kilayim, Emay Alovish Mezid, Alovish Lokev, Amalbish over Mishim Lothne Iver, Velosi Tein Mechsho. Fine. So you're Chayev. In Hilchos Tumas Kohanim, which, well, actually it's Hilchos Avel, but regarding Tumas Kohanim, Hilchos Avel Parak Gimel, Halacha Hei. Right? Paskins the Tosefta. Again, he has this interesting connection to Tosefta, which isn't relevant to us. Very interesting idea, but not for now. So you see that we paskin like the Tosefta. So we could try to get out of it by making up a Gzeiras HaKasuv. So the Kesef Mishnah tries to do this, maybe. The Bach tries to do this. How could we say that? So the Pasuk says, Lo silbash shatnez tamei ufishtim yachdav. So we'll say like this, says the Kesef Mishnah. It says, Lo silbash and lo yitamei, v'kari be lo salbish, v'kari le lo, I don't know, yitamei, I don't know, whatever the grammar is, to reverse it. If you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Kilayim, in Parak Yud, over there, the Bach, Yeredeya, Simen Shin, Gimel, they consider that possibility. Like a Mechatesi to make your own Kriyin Sivs, I'm not sure. You could try to say that it's a similar type of thing. Very difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. So is there another way that we could answer this? Another way to defend what I said is normative practice. That bir halacha that I said that is in Shin Mem by the woman who forgets to cut her nails. And as I said, most poskim, not everybody accepts the shach. The Chacham Tzvi paskins like the Taz, that's in Siman Pei Beis. But most poskim, like the Noda Yehuda, Tosef HaShabbos, Maimer Mordechai, Alter Rebbe, Archa Shulchan, Chayadam, they all more or less paskin like the shach. So the answer I thought of is based off of, I won't say the Tzaf Maspaneach says it, I sent you, or Ryan sent you the Tzaf Maspaneach, but it was inspired by the Tzaf Maspaneach. And Aaron also had the same Vart, which was sort of inspired by the Minchas Chinuch for him. And the answer, I think, is like this. The answer is that we have to be mechalek between an Isser Totsa and an Isser Maisa. So regarding, let's say, Tumas Kohanim and / Nazir and wearing Kilayim. So the only person that's Chayev, as the Tosefta says, is the Nitma and the Nilbash. You know, at most, the Mitame, the Malbish, could be in violation of Lefne Iver. It's fundamentally an Isser upon the person wearing Kilayim. The Isser isn't to dress other people in Kilayim. The Isser isn't even to dress yourself into Kilayim. The Isser is to wear Kilayim. This is to become Tamei. And that's the point. It's an Isser Totsa'ah. When it comes to the next four Isserim in the Tosefta, Peos, Zakan, Koreach, Karachas, or Srita, and Tzuzkaka, so the Chiddush of Tosefta is Makif Nikif. It's an Isser on both. Either you could go as far as the Ravid and say there's two Isserim, there's an Isser on the Makif and an Isser on the Nikif. In other words, it's an Isser Maisa and an Isser Totsa'ah. Or you could say it's one Isser with two facets, or maybe you could wonder, maybe it's, you know, primarily an Isser Totsa, but also an Isser Maisa. But in the end of the day, it's both, in other words. And that's why you're both Chayav. However, when it comes to, let's say, Shabbos, so Shabbos is clearly an Isser Maisa, not an Isser Totsa. That's why. That's what the Shach saying. At worst, if the non-Jew cuts your nails, at worst, it's a Lefnei Iver Shaila. Because, so if there's an Isser Rabbana, fine. But there's no problem with having Malacha being done upon you fundamentally, other than, again, the Isser Rabbana of Lefnei Iver. You're allowed to be a Chefza Shal Malacha. You just can't do Malacha. There's no Isser of being a Chefza on Shabbos. There's an Isser Maisa, so not an Isser Totsa, it's an Isser Pe'ula. And therefore, that's really what's behind the Shach. Now, whether the Shach means this or not, Shach doesn't really sound this way because he sort of emphasized it's a Jair Sarkasa, but that's what Aaron pointed out, that if you look at the way the Minchas Chinuch on our mitzvah quotes the Shach, it sounds even like he might be understanding the Shach this way. I don't know whether the Shach said it or not, and maybe the Tzafnes Maneach says it, I'm not sure either, but if not, we're saying it. This would certainly defend the halacha l'maisa, where we follow the view of the shach, which is that when it comes to something like Hilchos Shabbos, we're not worried about you're doing an Isser d'oraisa when you allow someone to cut your nails, a non-Jew to cut your nails, even if you are Mesayaya. Okay. There's an interesting question over here, you know, parenthetically, in our Sugya Makos, what's considered Mesayas, as we mentioned, the Rivan says, Mazmin lo saros. If you look at the Nimukei Yosef, as well as the Torah Shulchan Aruch, they say, Ma ta'atzmo l'hakifo. I don't know if it makes much difference. You do see, I want to get into it now, but just to be mayor, an interesting har over here, which is that even though this siyua is coming before the action, that's still enough to be mechay of you, and say, Mesayas bo mamish and yuchay malchus. In other words, I'm not assisting whichever version you have in the action. I'm just putting myself in a position, you know, whether it's Mazmin Los Aros or Ma Ta'atzmo L'Hakifo, right? When you, you know, like think about when you're getting a haircut, right? The barber says, let go like this or go like this. So you're not helping him get a haircut. You're putting your head in a position that makes it easier for him to cut your hair. And you're doing it before he does the action, right? Your entire contribution is before the mice, and yet that's enough to give you malchus and all. Again, if we're learning makos, I think it would be an interesting aspect to look into, but we'll leave that for now. Turning to Sif Hei, so here we have a bunch of issues. Let's start with Katan and Gai. So the Rama writes that a Katan is mutter to be nikaf al yedei Gai. And that's because we paskin like Rav Huna. Actually, that might be true for everybody. Take that back. We'll get back to that machlokes later. So Katan could be nikaf al yedei Gai. Anyway, this is based off of the Ran, cited in a dark emotion. I couldn't find the Ran inside. But seems to be pretty straightforward. Now, the Pisri Tshuva over here, Sif Katan Beis, has an interesting kasha from the Tshuva Beis Ephraim. He says, Memanav Shach, I don't understand this. Either there's no chiddush or it's wrong. If we're talking about a case where nobody asks the guy to give the kid a haircut, right? On his own, you know, the katan goes to a barber and he says, you know, please cut off my payas for me. So in that case, there's no chiddush here that it's mutter, because the Shulchan Aruch already dealt with this issue. We pass in katan ochel nevelos ain based in mitzvah and lafrisho. So I'm walking down the block. I see this geisha barber cutting off the face of a kid. So I don't have to say anything if I don't want to. Ain based in mitzvah and lafrisho. So what's the chiddush? No chiddush. What does the Rama have to say this over here for? And if you say, no, there is a chiddush. The chiddush here is you're allowed to go to the geish barber and say, Eduardo, please cut off the pace of my child. That's the chiddush. He says, why should that be? Why shouldn't it be Bechlal, the Isser of Amir Nachri? We paskin that there is a din of Amir Nachri called Sarkula. So if I can't cut off my kid's pace, of course I can't ask the guy. So that's his kasha. He says, I don't understand the Rama. Tzarech Ion Gadol, this conclusion. So I think you could answer in both directions. You could answer, let's take his first option. First option is that why do you need to even say this? We paskin aim based on the Tzuvah Mafisho. So the answer is that I might have thought over here you have to be Mafish. And that's because, as we'll see a little bit later, that the Rambam holds that even though there's no Isser at all fundamentally for a woman to be Makif a Katan, but it's still Usser. How it's Usser, why it's Usser, it's a good question. The Rambam, you know, seems like he's against the Gemara. We'll discuss where and how the Rambam might have gotten that. But that is the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam says a woman can't do it. Even though a woman is mufka from the Isser, still she can't do it. And what that might indicate is that it's an Isser. So why is that? Why is that? She's not mitzvah, according to Rav Huna. Rambam passes like Rav Huna. So maybe there's an Isser to allow a katan to be nikaf. At least that's a havamina that you might think that we see from there. That's an Isser to allow a katan to be nikaf. That's why a woman can't do it. And therefore, you might think that if you see a guy doing it, you also have to step in or something like that. So at least that there's a chiddush here. I think that if you paskin like the Rambam, there's definitely a chiddush here. And you could even ask, maybe it should be Isser. Or we could say the other way. Let's say we don't pass like the Rambam, or even if we do, maybe it is mutter to ask the guy. How could it be mutter to ask the guy? What happened to Amir Lanachri? Well, let's think about it this way. Let's say you don't pass like the Rambam. So it's mutter to ask your wife to cut your kid's payas, right? Like Rav Huna did. Chova. So shows you don't marry a girl with chova. So you could ask you. So maybe just like I could ask my wife to cut my kid's payas off, I could ask a guy to cut my kid's payas off. In other words, maybe over here, Adaraba, you see, and it's an interesting question. It's a discussion by is there an Isser of Amira Li Yisrael? And it comes up when you make Shabbos early and the like. But again, that maybe that's the tzad, that it's more chamor. It's more kalim. It's more kalim. Okay. Turning to the question of what about, this is really in Sivav, is it mutter for an isha to give a hakafa, to cut off the pace of a child, a male child. So let's just briefly review the Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Zion Amud Beis. Shmuel holds there's no prohibition to be makafakata, and Rav Huna says that it is aser, but he says also that a woman could do it. And therefore, Rav Ada asks Rav Huna, well, who's makif your kids? How do we know his kids were had their pace cut off? So according to the Mefarish over there, they used to shave their kids after they were sick to help them feel better. According to the Perish HaRash, the Perish HaRash is the one on the side of the page, not the Piskei HaRash. According to the Perish of the Rash, so everybody would be, you know, all the kids were had their pace cut off in those days, so that's how he knew to ask. According to Tosus, Rav Ada asked the question because he happened to see Rav Huna's kids had no payas. So he said, well, who cut off those payas? Anyway, Rav Huna answered, oh, my wife Chova did it. So Rav Ada Bar Ava says, whoa. And he seems to curse the kids. And in fact, none of the kids of Rav Huna ever die. Now, again, did he mean to curse? Seems like hard to imagine. So some of the Mefarshim say it's Kishkaga Yotzim Pishalat. He's like, wow, I would be surprised if your kids live. Now, it's still a little bit strange because according to Rada Brava, it's totally mutter for his wife to cut the kids' hair. It's just that Rada Brava thought if you hold like Rav Huna, it would be Asar. Rada Brava's opinion is that a woman could be that you could man or woman could be makifakata. So for him, it was fine. But he's saying, according to you, Rav Huna, that a man can't be makifakata. So also a woman shouldn't be able to be makifakata. So what comes out basically is there are two debates, right? Could you be makifakata? Rav Huna says chayev. Rav Ada says pater. Could a woman be makif a man? Rav Ada says chayev. And Rav Huna says pater. So the question is it l'chatchila? And I guess we have two questions. One question is, can a woman be makif, assuming we pass like Rav Huna, which is the indication in Bava Metzia and elsewhere, could a woman be makif a man l'chatchila? And two is, could a woman be makif a katan l'chatchila? And on these two questions, we have basically three shitos. We'll go through each of them, but just to say them outside first, the shita of Tosfos, and others like Smag seem to hold that a woman, halach lemaisa, could be makif l'chatchila, both a male adult and a male child. According to the Rush, the Pirsha Rush on the Gilion of the page, she could be makif a child, but not an adult l'chatchila. And according to the Rambam, she may not be makefes either a child or an adult. So let's take them one at a time. So we'll start with Shitas Tosfos, Dimaskal Bahani, who says, L'Rav Huna, it's mutter lahakif afilu gadol l'chatchila. Right? His lashon is, bein lios mikafos bein lahakif acher afilu gadol mutaris. Good. This also is the view of the Smag, seemingly cited by the Tur and the Beis Yosef. So why should we machalik between katan and gadol? I mean, the Gemara says explicitly that Rav Huna thought it was mutter for katan, and once it's mutter for katan, there's no reason why I would think gadol is any different. Okay, and we can prove it at least for katanim, but why should a gadol be different? Now the problem is, so it's mutter for a woman to be makif the man, but how could the man allow the woman to cut off his payas? What about him? So maybe we'll say that Tosfos holds like the Kesef Mishnah. Namely, the Kesef Mishnah, if you remember, held that there is no Isser Nikaf as long as you're being passive. So there's nothing wrong with allowing a woman. It's no Isser for her because she has no Isser. It's no Isser for him as long as he's totally passive. Now, if you look at the Beis Yosef, basically thinks that this possibility is impossible. It doesn't make any sense that it would be mutter for a man to allow a woman to shave off his payas. For example, he cites the view of the Rif and the Rush at the end of Makos, And he says, oh, it sounds like from what they say, there's stima, that there's no issur upon a woman, but it's obvious that they would agree that it's usur for a gadol to allow himself to get his payas cut off by a woman. Now, that's Lashitaso. If you remember, we pointed this out yesterday, that the Beis Yosef, despite what he writes in the Kesef Mishnah, and the Beit Yosef thinks it's Pashut that the Ma'ivet is right. It's Pashut that there's a Pasa Isser, and then of course that's true. Once you accept that it's Pashut that there's a Pasa Isser, so then obviously you couldn't allow a woman to cut off your payas. So that seems to be, so the Beit Yosef would, you know, would sort of be forced to say that when the Smak says it's Mutter, he just means it's Mutter Mitzida, but Mitzida, it's Asr. Okay, a little bit of a dochak, especially in Tosos. He doesn't quote Tosos. Tosos really sounds like it's mutter. But, you know, tach tzarech lomar, if you think that the view of the Kesef Mishnah is inconceivable, if you think that the Kesef Mishnah is a possibility, so then it would be much simpler to just learn that Tosos learns like the Kesef Mishnah. Be that as it may, if we assume like the Beis Yosef, that there's an unstated but obvious prohibition upon the man to allow the woman to cut his hair off. So then we have a different question, which is, well, then why isn't it lifnei iver? In other words, it should also be usur al tur, right? Tosus definitely says she's not doing anything wrong. Well, why not? She is doing lifnei iver. Try to say like lifnei iver is somehow an iser prati, and since she's now mitzvah, she's mufka from lifnei iver. That's a very hard position to say. If lifnei iver is to give nazir a glass of wine, say, well, there she could become nazir. That's probably not the derech we're going to go. We have lifnei iver by tumas kohanim, as we mentioned the Rambam. So lichora, so why isn't it lifnei iver? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger over here on the Shulchan Aruch says, well, probably it's not lifnei iver d'oraisa. Why? Because lifnei iver d'oraisa needs what we call a trei iver dinara. In other words, the question is, could you be over on lifnei iver if the avarian could really do the iser without your assistance? And to be over an iser d'oraisa lifnei iver, then the avarian has to be able to do it without, it cannot do it without you. So over here, if this woman says, okay, I'm not cutting off your pace, he'll say, fine, give me the scissors and I'll do it himself. Okay, so he could do. He could go to another barber. He could figure it out without her. So therefore, we're not dealing with the lifnei iver d'oraisa. Now, parenthetically, I don't want to do that, but if you remember those Rambams that I quoted to you before by Kilayim and Tumas Kohen, so Rambam sounds like there's lifnei iver d'oraisa, even though presumably he could put on shatnez or become tamei even without the person being the tamei. Might be that here it is lifnei iver d'oraisa because you're doing it to the person as opposed to just facilitating it. That chiluk is like giving a nazir a glass of wine. Well, if you get wine anyway, it's not like pouring the wine down his throat. Anyway, Rabbi Yeager doesn't assume that's correct. Fine. So, Quentin Rabbi Yeager, we're not dealing with lifnei iver d'oraisa. Great. Does that answer the question? So, not entirely. Why not? Because there's a different problem. There's lifnei iver d'rabanan, which is sometimes known as misayeh l'darveira. There's still an issue d'rabanan to help a person to facilitate an aveira, even if they could do the aveira without you. So the same thing over here. She shouldn't be able to cut off his payas because of nisayaya ledvar aveira. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a fascinating answer to this question, which we're going to explore more fully in just a minute. But his answer basically is, well, maybe there's no lifnei iver here. I'm sorry, nisayaya here for a very happy reason. So look. So let's say she refuses. She said, I'm not cutting off your payas. It's also for you to have your payas cut off. It's fine. I'll do it myself. And then what's going to happen? He's going to be over in Shnei Lavin if he cuts his own payas. So the whole concept of lifnei iver, of misayaya, is you can't help person do an aveira. Well, here you're helping him reduce his aveira load, right? The way things stand now, you're going to be causing him, you're going to be facilitating a passive iser, and if you refuse, so he's going to do actively to lavin. So therefore, this is a better choice. So therefore, there's not even lifnei iver d'rabanan, and we're going to talk about that a little more in just a minute. So that's approach number one in the Rishonim, the view of Tosus. as let's say the Pashup Shantosos, we'll call it, which is that it's mutter on her and mutter on him. There's no Isser. The Rush in Nazir, in the Pei Rush, this isn't cited by the Beis Yosef, Dimas Chachamim, sounds like it's mutter lechatchila to give a haircut to a katan, but not a gadol. And that's the view of the Nemuke Yosef as well. The Meiri also, Nemuke Yosef is Makos Dalim Nalef, the Meiri is Makos Chafam the Beis. And as we said before, here too, we'd have to ask, deal with the issue of the Iver and the like. Now, there's another interesting question, which is, why is it usher to give the adult? So presumably, because of Lifnei Iver, right? So the Rush is saying, yeah, it's usher to give an adult because of Lifnei Iver. So then I have a new question, which is, if it's usher to give an adult because of Lifnei Iver, then it should be also usher to give a kid a haircut because of the Isser Sophia. What's the Isser Sophia? So even though we paskin, if a katan zochel medelos in based on the mitzvah alav lafrisho, but you can't feed him that food. So you don't have to stop him from eating medelos, but you can't feed him medelos. How do we know this Isser? And is it deraisa? Says there's three places in the Torah where basically the Torah seems to prohibit this. Lo sochlum ki sheketz heim, and we darshan that lo sachilum, lazir gdolim alaktanim. We have the same thing by Dam, and we have the same thing by Tomas Kohanim, Emor v'amarta. So the Gemara says, well, why do I need all three? Sukkim, they're all three are saying the same thing. Vitzricha, diashmin and skatzim, mishim disur bimashu. Aval dam adik revias, emelo, viashmin and dam, mishim digakaris, al shratzim, emelo, viashmin and hanitarti, mishim disur chavukol. Aval tuma emelo, viashmin tuna, kohanim shani, mishim deribe, bamizaseros, alahani melo, sricha. Good. So, lechora, what comes out from this Gemara is that there's an isadaris, bechol tarkula. From all, between all three psukim after the trichusa, we can learn that, for example, let's say nevela, right? It's an iser deraisa to give a katan, to feed a katan, literally, nevela. This is made explicitly by the Ramban, Vayikra, Chathalaf Aleph, Rashi, and Yuma, and Chasm Beis, and others. Does everybody hold it an iser deraisa? There's a Beis Yosef in Or Chaim Shin Mem Gimel quotes the Nemuke Yosef, that it's also the Rambanan. Not clear. What about this Gemara? Maybe he thought that the fact that Shvisas Benau, we need a Pasuk, shows us it's not a Dereisa. Not so clear. Maybe he thought these things were an Asmachta. Maybe he thought it's Shlosh Kshuvim Abayim Ke'achad and Ein Melamdin. No, it's not sure clear why that would make sense if there's a Tzvichusa. There are others who also hold this way. The Kiryas Sefer has two deos, whether it's Dereisa or Derabanan. And there are those, without getting into too much details, who hold this Derabanan. But one way or the other, it's an interesting question. Why over here, when the woman cuts the kid's hair, again, especially if you're going to learn that it's usher for the woman to cut the adult's hair because of Lifnei Iver, like the Rush says, so then why is it an isser to cut the kid's hair out Safina? What's the difference? Something to think about, I'm not sure. Yeah.
So the opinion deals with it. His approach is that if you yourself aren't climbing the mitzvah, there's
no din of Safina. But that doesn't make sense because there's a drasha from Emor v'Amarta.
This is Emor v'Amarta is talking to Kohanim. So Kohanim be the only one loser not to give it.
Wow!
It's not the pasuk said that more than Kohanim.
So I actually had that Avamina, and I thought, well, it's. Mishan is an alcohol. So the Havamina, when the Gemara says there's Havamina to learn from to everywhere else, that means not that other people can't make a Kohen Tame. Wow. That's fascinating. Comes up Lamaisa for me all the time. Why? So there are these. Sake is full of cemeteries. It's terrible. It's really Clifton. Clifton is the problem. So I sort of know how to avoid them. But it's always a problem where, like, my son is getting carpool by non-Kohanim who don't know to, like, so I have to say, no, you can't go that way when you're taking him. But if this is right.
Stuff as he says, the ropeach by a woman shouldn't go with her son.
Right. Clearly he's against that. Yeah.
There's also a Taz who says not like him, but he says make face it of both of them. He thinks they're.
No, but Balama's gonna. Says every Rishon, every.
Right, but he's not willing to argue on all these people before me. So he says, when you have a case where you have to do it all you day. Someone who is not Makuyah, but he's not saying to do it with a Pila.
And if it's like there are other Stadim Lakal, it's a closed car. It's not interesting. Yeah. Okay, good. Fine. Very good. Okay, so that might be an answer. So the third view is the Rambam, Yud Beis Hey, Bar Zara, that it's Aser, Bein Gadol, Bein Kata. Now, first glance, okay, maybe I was like Rav Ada Barava. But you can't say that. In Halacha Beis, he passes like Rav Huna, Isha Shagilcha, Rosh HaIsh is Pater. And in Halacha Aleph, he's also like Rav Huna, that by Megalech the Katan Pater. So why is it Aser or Kata? It's interesting, the Ravid says, but you don't get Malkos. And the Kesef Mishnah says, well, of course, the Rambam didn't say anything about Malkos. The Mishnah says, yeah, the Ravid was coming to me and farish the Rambam. Okay, so it might be the Rambam and the Ravid as well. One way or the other, how did the Rambam know this? So the basis it says, well, can't be that Rahuna's kids would die if it's not Aser. In other words, you could have said, no, they died because, you know, the klal of a katan, even b'shogeg, kills. Okay? But the Beis Yosef thinks no. Beis Yosef thinks if it wasn't Aser, they wouldn't have died, even though it's not Chayv Misa, I'm saying. But okay, still, I don't know. Overall, it's the Rabbanan and Chayv Misa. Somehow or another, the fact that the kids died showed us that there's at the very least an Iser de Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch Sifav cites the sheet of the Rambam as Yes Omrim, that it's Aser for a woman to be makif her kid's hair. Now, so the first sheet, the Stam sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, is that there is no Iser for a woman to be makif the kid's hair, like the steam of the Riff and the Rush. We usually, like the Beis Yosef, follows 2 out of 3. But then he quotes the sheet of Sarambam, Lagabi Agadol. Certainly, we're going to say that a gadol can't allow a woman to be makif for her. Okay. Now, I want to just go back to Ruth Vager and, for a moment, because very, very sadistic. So as we said before, he says why is there no Isser Dirabbanan of Nisayel Bar Vega? Because if anything, you're saving him from Averos, not causing Averos. So this idea of Rabbi Kivager, this, like, you know, you never know when you're going to find, like, a golden marmako. But it's quoted all over the place in many, many contemporary questions. And the way Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out, this is in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hei. He says, what's the pshat in this Rabbi Kivager? Because the whole concept of Nisayel Adar Vera is you're not supposed to cause other people to do averos. Well, if you're adarava, big picture, you're preventing them from doing averos, then you're not in violation. Now, even though he notes Rabbi Akiva Eger only says the lashon like ulai, he's uncertain. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that he was uncertain because in this case, it's not vadai that the man would do the avera. In other words, if this woman refuses, it's not certain that the man's now going to cut off his pace himself. Maybe he'll give up. But in a case where, let's say, it is certain, then, or almost certain, then for sure it's true. I'll just share with you one interesting application of this, and then we'll talk about some more common ones. But anyway, this is a typical Zilberstein Shaila.
Yeah, mom saw that. The beginning here is based on Rava, the Gemara, but I think the point that it's not at all obvious possible that the fact that
it's not. Well, First of all, the only tzad not to say like Rava would do the Kesef Mishnah. No. And we don't accept that Kesef Mishnah. So here's the Shaila. So somebody's car alarm is going off and child is making a racket. So his Chiloni neighbor say, give me the key or I'm calling the police. And they'll come and get a locksmith and turn it on. Like, I can't sleep like this. So what should I do? So somebody says, well, like, you should try. If you could get a guy to turn off the car, you should do that. And you should try to convince them that they shouldn't call the police. But whatever, if those aren't going to work, so maybe you can't give them the key. Car keys might be muksa. And again, this is not a shayel chateh b'shvil shiyizke chavercha. That's much more complex. If the keys are muksa, we might not allow it. But here it's just a question of Messiah saying them, yeah, the keys are over here. Do what you need to do, right? Allowing them to use the keys because he says, look, because if they don't allow them to use the keys, what are they going to do? The police are going to come. You're going to have multiple Isurim Daraisas happening. And by many people, right? If you just let them know where the keys are, so they're going to do it in Isidra Abanan. So there's no Messiah here. Adurabba, like Rabbi Yekid Eger says, you're helping them by...
You can't turn it off without... This is Messiah. That's the thing there.
It's interesting, Shiloh. He assumes that just letting them know where the keys are isn't going to be d'oraisa, maybe because you're not handing that to them. I don't know. It's an interesting question. We'll get to it in a moment, whether you'd apply it to here as well, to Livnei Iver. Now, one of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach has another interesting application of this. You see someone who's about to drink a cup of Arla wine. So can you switch it with Stam Yena? What? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger here and says yes. Anyway, the more common version of this question, where Shlomo Zalman also quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger, this is obviously Meizim Kol Yom, is a case where giving food to someone who you know is not going to make a bracha. So that's Asur, Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Kuf Samach Tesed Base, Lo Yitin Lechol El Lamisha Yodea Shivareth. Likewise, Asur Litin Lo Prusas Pas Elim Kein Yodea Shinatol Yadav. And in Kuf Samach Gimel, Sif Base, Asur Lahachil, maybe in deraisa. The source of the sugya is the Gemara in Chulin, where Reb Zeira says that you can't usually, like they used to, the waiters, they would like give them food, they would put food into like the waiter's mouth, but if you knew the waiter didn't wash, it's aser. Now, what's interesting is that Rabbeinu Yonah writes that, but if it's a poor person and it's stuck, it's mutter. So the basis is, why could you do this? Just because it's stuck. The Ramah accepts Rabbeinu Yonah, and there's a lot of different explanations why that might be. The Bach says, because the mitzvah of stuck sort of overpowers this. Others disagree. A lot of different answers in the poskim. The Mishavura accepts the view of the Prima Gadim, who says, interestingly enough, that if it's only if he's not going to make the bracha like Lahachis. But if it's just out of ignorance, then to give staka is mutter. Okay, so for mitzvah, it's mutter, as long as they're not going to make the bracha Lahachis. So poskim who are in Kirov say, okay, so for Kirov, it's mutter. With a heter, for Kirov to go ahead and give the person, you know, you're going to have a shir, and you need refreshments at your shir. If you don't have refreshments, you know, whatever, it's not going to work. But they're not going to wash, they're not going to make a bracha. So just like we're made for tzedakah, we could be made for kiruv. Maybe. Good. But what about it's not kiruv? Somebody, you know, your first cousin who isn't from is visiting your house, right? I mean, there's no, not trying to be makai, man. Is that okay? So, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Mincha Shlomo Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Hey, towards the beginning, says like this, saying, his question is an interesting question. He's like, there's somebody who gave money for Torah, and you're inviting him to your house, and if you don't give him like normal, like somebody comes to your house, you're gonna like, you know, not to offer them a glass of water, then he's gonna like be turned off. He's gonna, right now he's not doing the isser of hating Talmidei Chachamim, but if you don't offer him a glass of water, you know he's going to be. So that's Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, quoting the Zuki Veger. So it's okay, because, you know, by offering him a cup of water, you're saving him from a vagus. You have to look at the big picture. Obviously, some of these questions become very complex, especially, you know, when it comes to questions of inviting non-Jews for Shabbos and the like. And there it's much worse, because you don't have to invite them. It's one thing if they're like in your house anyway, and you know, it's really rude not to give them water, and there we do. But Mr. Dreisen, there's an invitation. So different posts come in different views. We don't have time to discuss it now. It's not obvious that you could accept this logic of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach to be permit that. But certainly in a relevant Mar Makabal. And also it's not so partial, you know, there might be differences between an individual to an individual in the Tzibor. For example, the Marsham writes that it's usur to keep a butcher shop open during the 9 days because people eat meat. Now, maybe not nowadays because people refrigerate it, but let's say in the olden days where, you know, you're selling people to eat that day. No Spider-Man, right? Or he says that you can't keep your barber shop open on Sira. And he says, but even though, one second, if I don't sell the meat during the 9 days, they're going to go to the treif store. It's not like they're not going to eat meat. If I don't give them a haircut, they're going to go to the Geish barber and they're going to cut their payas off. So they asked the Marsham, so shouldn't it be much better? I'm going to save them from Mr. Chamor by, you know, it's true, okay, they'll violate a minute, right? So we shouldn't. So if you learn like Rebbe Kiveger, it should be mutter. Marsham says it's usher. It might be, because there's a very big difference between like a public pirza and, you know, individuals acting, keeping the butcher shop open, at least in that context, or the barber shop open, it might be different. Anyway. Yeah.
It's also not by one person. Shalom's on as far as it's not the same as Shalom's to help the person.
Yeah.
The police and everything.
Yeah, correct. Okay. I guess we're out of time. So we're going to do one last question very quickly. We brought up this Shaila, is it mutter to comb your hair, your peyos, from Rabbi Kiveger a couple days ago. Rabbi Kiveger, if you remember, had the following Shaila. He said, L'cha'ira, it should be asked to comb your hair. Why? Because it's a psik ratio that when you comb, you're going to pull out hairs. Now, the Gemara doesn't actually say that. The Mishnah does say that it's also for Nazir to comb the hairs. For the Gemara Nazir, it sounds like it's because it's Mechavein. But Rashi and Shabbos says, no, it's because of the psik ratio. Now, it's a big discussion, and we've shown in the Chona why Rashi is giving a different reason than Gemara. At the end of the day, everybody accepts that it is also to comb your hair on Shabbos because it's a psik ratio, even if you're not Mechavein. That's halacha psuka. So if so, it could be also to comb your hair. Why? Psychologically, you'll pull out some hairs. That's the Kashrut Kiveger. And he says, well, maybe I have the following sadlach, sveik, right? Maybe the Rambam's right, and it's only a smitar. And even if he's wrong, maybe he's right that less, if you leave 40 hairs, it's mutter. And 40 hairs are going to remain. But he says, I know that Sveik is wrong because the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't cut with the scissors. And if the Sveik is right, then you should be able to cut your hair with the scissors. Good. So he basically leaves off with the tremendous tzachiyah. The Chassam Sofer answered his question. In fact, it was a letter. There's a letter back and forth. There's two truths of Chassam Sofer. Now, there's Rebbe Kiveger asked Chassam Sofer in Shuva, Kuf Lamed Tes, Chassam Sofer answered back. Then Rebbe Kiveger critiqued that letter, and in Kuf Mem, he answered again. Kuf Mem is cited by the Pesach Tshuva over here on our Siman. So we don't have time to do the whole thing, but I'll give you some of the... So first of all, says like this. I know it's mutter. I don't know if it's mutter, because nobody ever said it's usher. And Gdailim did it. And my very own Rebbe, this Chassid Reb Nassen Adler, did it. So it can't be it's usher. Okay, but... I says, I'll bring you a raya rura. It's a Mishnah that it's mutter. Mefurish Mishnah, because it's true. Mishnah says a Nazir can't comb their hair. Mashma, anybody else can comb their hair, right? If it's also for everybody to comb their hair, why did the Mishnah say it's also for Nazi to comb his hair? First Mishnah. Okay. So then he says, then he gets into the whole Shtickel Torah that we mentioned before from Chassam Sofer, that even 40 hairs is a Din D'Rabbanan. Because really, it's two hairs that's a D'Oraisa. It's all Shtickel Torah. 40 hairs is the D'Rabbanan. Because Bar Science says, oh, what about the smog? That's not going to help. So he says, but still, it's a Mishnah Nazir. He says, maybe you don't accept two chumers simultaneously, the Isser even without a tar and the Isser of more than two hairs. I went Rabbi Kivagar. So he says, well, maybe here anyway, we're dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan. Why is it an Isser D'Rabbanan? Because it's Neiman Medul Dolan. Neiman Medul Dolan, there's no hashchasa for a Neiman Medul Dolan. In other words, there's no psik resha on stark hairs that you're going to pull them out. The only hairs that you're going to pull out are Neiman Medul Dolan. And he says, it's the Isser Lo Sashchis. So if you pull out hairs that are Medul Dolan, then it's not hashchasa. We're not doing the Isser D'Oraisa, Isser D'Rabbanan, we can make a psik resha. Aye, but among the problems, it can't be make a psik resha, Isser D'Rabbanan. But then he talks all about that. And then he talks about, well, is it really, it's not so pashut that it's hashchasa, because it's true, if you learn like the Rambam, Hashchasa is correct here, but if you learn like the Rush, maybe that's not true. It's also an afkamina for Shabbos, isn't it, Mr. Ice or not? But basically, he says, look, in the end of the day, I'm not really entirely sure, but I'm for sure right. Why? I'm not sure. But you're right. I hear you're right from the Shulchan Aruch. But it can't be that you're right, because it's a Mishnah and Ma'isim B'chol Yom, and for sure it's Mutter. And okay, you need to figure out why, but I know it's Mutter. So that's why it's Mutter. So I thought maybe the answer is like this. The answer is because it's not a psik resha. You can't comb your whole hair. That's what's asur for a Nazir. And your whole hair, inevitably, you're going to pull out one hair for the Nazir. And that's much most of the Rivash. In fact, there's a big discussion in Shabbos whether psik resha is asur. If each particular activity on its own is okay, isn't a psik resha, but the combined thing is, the Rivash implies that it adds a psik resha also. And that's the issue. So just your payas, it's not. Halacha l'maaseh, it also happens to be for most people, I think. You know, if you don't have very long hair, combing your payas won't inevitably pull out a hair. I mean, just look at the comb, you'll see the matthias is that it's probably not a psik resha. Certainly, it's just your hair. So it's mutter. All right. Anyway, we're out of time. So Bezras Hashem, we'll pick up on Monday. Davening's at 8 o'clock. And we'll work on Zakan. The Siyata Dishmaya. The people driving Alex home, Rush. I'm sorry. Don't forget to put away your thingies. Your son. Yeah. Don't pass in like a Jaeger by what?
By who served here's a.
They're Machmer.
No. Yeah. Well, you're like, it's not, yeah.
The question. It's not the question. Why?
Nothing out like that.
Right.
So thousands of years old. Could it be?
Exactly.
Who's the Shver or is it the Rebbe?
There's a lot more.